This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is taking part in a program at Jamui in Bihar on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas today. The birth anniversary of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda is celebrated as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. Birsa Munda is revered as Bhagwan by tribal communities across the country. Today also marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Birsa Munda. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple developmental projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees from Jamui in a short while from now. The projects are aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. The Prime Minister unveiled a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honour of Bhagwan Birsa Munda on the occasion. Mr. Modi will inaugurate two tribal freedom fighters museums and two tribal research institutes which are intended to preserve the rich history and heritage of the tribal communities. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and state ministers and other dignitaries are also attending the program. Union Home Minister Amit Shah unveiled a statue of Bhagwan Birsa Munda at Bansera Park in New Delhi today, honouring the legendary freedom fighter. Speaking at the event, Mr. Shah said Birsa Munda raised awareness about the importance of water, land and forest for the tribal communities. The Home Minister said that Narendra Modi government is working tirelessly to promote the development of tribal areas and upliftment of tribal people. As Jharkhand gears up for second phase of assembly polls and Maharashtra for single phase voting next week, major political parties have intensified efforts to reach out to the voters in the final days before the election. Polling in Jharkhand in the second phase will take place for 38 seats on the 20th of this month. Voting for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will also take place on the same day. Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has imposed Stage 3 of the GRAP in Delhi NCR as air quality deteriorated in the region. An 11-point action plan as per Stage 3 of GRAP is applicable from today in the entire NCR. The measures include intensifying the frequency of mechanized sweeping of roads and ensuring daily water sprinkling along with dust suppressants. All demolition and construction works have been banned. Due to rising pollution levels, all primary schools in Delhi have been shifted to online classes until further directions. Sri Lanka's ruling National People's Power, NPP, has secured a landslide victory in the parliamentary elections, crossing the majority mark of 113 in the 225-member parliament as counting of votes progresses in the country. The leftist coalition has secured 123 seats out of results declared for 171 seats so far, capturing nearly 62% of the votes. By securing a majority in the parliament, President Dissa Naike's NPP has now a strong mandate to push forward his reform agenda. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi this evening. The two-day Mahotsav is a mega event on language, literature and culture to sustain peace and build a vibrant Bodo society. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Gurpurab is being celebrated with religious fervour in the country and across the world. The day marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. Sikh devotees around the world offer prayers in Gurudwaras on the day. Community kitchens serve meals to thousands as an expression of Guru Nanak's teachings on equality, service and compassion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted fellow citizens on the occasion. The day is also celebrated as Kartik Purnima, which falls on the full moon day of the Hindu month of Kartik. The day also coincides with Dev Deepavali. Asia's largest open-air trade fair, Bali Yatra, begins today, celebrating Orissa's ancient maritime trading heritage. This year, the fair is opening on the full moon day of Kartik and will conclude on the 22nd of November. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Modi greeted the people of Jharkhand on the state's foundation day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that many heroes like Bhagwan Birsa Munda made the land of Jharkhand proud. And that is the end of this news bulletin.